The pages of a book are filled with tales of great adventures, stories of everlasting love, heartbreak, and the classic whodunit. Explore them all with your host, Laura Young. Welcome to Read Astray.
Hello, I'm Laura Young, middle school reading teacher and avid reader in general. Welcome to Read Astray, a podcast designated to reviewing different books. In this episode, I will be reviewing The Grace Year by Kim Liggett. The author Kim Liggett is originally from the rural Midwest. She moved to New York City at the young age of 16 to pursue a career in the arts. Along with lending her voice to hundreds of studio recordings, she was a backup singer for some of the biggest rock bands in the 80s. She is the author of Blood and Salt, Heart of Ash, The Last Harvest, which was a Bram Stoker Award winner, The Unfortunates, and The Grace Year that I'm reviewing today. Kim Liggett spends her free time studying tarot and scouring Manhattan for rare vials of perfume and looking for the perfect egg white cocktail. She sounds very unique. The cover of this book is Pepto-Bismol pink and features the head of a beautiful young lady with a red ribbon flowing from her hair. But don't be fooled by the excessively pink and sweet cover, because this is not a sweet story and the characters do not care to be likable and cherished by the reader. It is a wild, wild world, and so are the girls in it. This is a young adult novel, but I would recommend it for high school age and above. I have, with my colleagues, been lamenting the lack of good middle level and young adult books for several years now. It seems as if there are only continuations of the successful series and nothing new and fabulous. A few genres have caught on that are popular for the time period, but I just really haven't found much YA, and definitely not YA dystopian in over a year, that I was inclined to read. But this one really reminded me of why I used to actively seek out these types of stories, and not just because I teach middle school and like to keep up with what they're reading. It's because they are messy and ugly and dramatic, and despite all of that, maybe because of it, I am fascinated. This book has been compared to The Handmaid's Tale, Lord of the Flies, and The Hunger Games, all books I loved. The Grace Year is an exciting mix of horror, survival, and the best of YA dystopias from 5 to 10 years back. The characters. Tierney James is the main character. She's a tough survivor, problem solver, smart, pure feminist, an idealist, and a skillful fighter. She is one of 5 girls born into her family and probably the closest to a boy that her dad would ever have. We quickly learn that Tierney is not a girly girl. Tierney has always lived her life caring little for conventions, not listening to the commands of her mother or the insults of the other women and girls in the community. She is not interested in getting married, in being the property of a man. She looks forward to living a life on her own, working in the fields and spending time with the nature she so adores. She's known by many as Tierney the Terrible for her wild ways, and no one expects her to be chosen for marriage. Riker is another character. He is a mysterious, wounded man of his word, but he is also a romantic guy who is ready to sacrifice himself for the love of his life. Michael is Tierney's best friend. They have always snuck off together, explored, and shared secrets and stories. Michael is going to take over as head of the council, just as Tierney and the other girls her age are entering their grace year. It is assumed that Michael will choose Kirsten to receive his veil to be his wife. He only appears at the beginning and end of the book, but he has such a crucial impact on the plot that he needs to be included as an essential character. And then there are the grace year girls, all the girls who have reached the age of 16, and these girls could give you nightmares. They are very much like stereotypical mean girls. They form cliques, they inflict fear and ridicule on each other. They are relentless, and Kirsten is their leader, and she certainly makes an awesome villain. In Tierney's dystopian society, teenage girls are believed to have powers that are a danger to the men. Every year, girls are either claimed by men to become wives or unclaimed and left to find work. But before their status officially changes, they are sent as a group into the forest for a year in attempt to squash their unnatural powers. Some of them return, many of them don't. Each female must have her hair tied with ribbons. White ribbons for the young girls, red for the gracier girls, and black for the wives, representing innocence, blood, and death, respectively. Girls are told that they are dangerous, that they possess the power to lead men into destructive temptation, much as Eve did to Adam. They are led to believe that they have magic, and that their bodies give off a certain essence when they're on the cusp of their 16th birthday. All 16-year-old girls are rounded up and exiled for a year in an outlying compound, isolated from good, decent folks, while the potency of their sexual awakening is released harmlessly into the wilderness. Then they may return, purified and ready for the duties of marriage or the working world, provided they return. You are listening to Red Astray. I'm Laura, your book review host from the Henson Oakley Podcast Center. Have you given your teeth a good look lately? Are they missing some of the white luster they once had? Would you like to get rid of some of the discoloration and have your smile white, back, and new? Henson Oakley on West Jackson Street in Cookeville offers Zoom teeth whitening. For a whiter, brighter smile, visit Henson Oakley Family Dentistry to see if Zoom teeth whitening is right for you. Again today, I'm reviewing the young adult novel, The Gracier's by Kim Liggett. The girls that are sent away for the Gracier are at a colony-like place surrounded by walls and woods, and there are poachers outside the walls. If any of the girls stray from the path on their way there, try to escape while they are there, or get banished by the rest of the girls for some reason, they are almost immediately caught by the poachers. The poachers skin the girls alive and put all of their organs and parts into jars to be sold on the black market. The poachers won't come into the colony for fear of being cursed by the magic. When Tierney turns 16, it is her turn to embark on the Gracier. As the girls begin to form a society of sorts, Tierney realizes it is not the wilderness or the poachers that pose the biggest threat to their survival. It's each other. What happens during the Gracier is where the comparison to Lord of the Flies come in. It is a wild part. It truly is. The Gracier is a story of survival, and while it has been compared to other dystopian survival stories such as The Handmaid's Tale, Lord of the Flies, and Hunger Games, it has a unique flavor that's all its own. It's disturbing, dark, and gory. It's very much a tale of survival against the odds. But what is somewhat odd about The Gracier is that it's about women going wild, being jealous, viciously hurting each other, and yet it somehow manages to be a celebration of women and the ties between them, mothers and daughters, sisters, friends. It's quite extraordinary how these women are taken to the very worst so that readers can come to appreciate them at their best. I thought the storyline was interesting and the writing was engaging. I liked the characters even though they were not perfect, and I worried for their safety. I did not agree with all of their decisions, but I was not rolling my eyes at their stupidity because even though I didn't love the decision, I could see how they would make that choice, and that made them believable. I expected some of the things that happened in the book, but there were plenty of parts I did not see coming. It was a difficult book to put down. I finished it in a day, and I continued to think about it well after I stopped reading. I considered giving the book 5 stars, but I didn't love the romance aspect. I know all YA books have romance, and overwhelmingly it's a love triangle. And as one of my students recently said, all books need a little romance, and maybe this story did too. Maybe Tierney wouldn't have turned into the person she did without it. It was just a bit eye-rolly to me. Overall, I think the book is absolutely worth a read, and I will be looking for future work from this author. I definitely recommend this one to anyone interested in YA young adult dystopian stories. Side note, this book is being made into a movie already. It was optioned before it was even published and will be directed by Elizabeth Banks through Universal Studios. Thank you again for tuning in today. I'm always happy for book recommendations or ideas, as well as format suggestions and proposals. You can access me through social media. Tune in again next time for another book review. Until then, happy reading.
You've been listening to Read Astray. Download your favorites and keep up with new episodes in the Hints and Oakley Podcast Center.